Hey loves, I'm Deandra, your fellow blogger and podcast host, talking all things lifestyle, giving you all of the real and everything in between, while also leaving you with some motivation at the end. So put on your crown, fill up your favorite cup, and enjoy, because you're tuned in to the Black Princess Diaries podcast. Hello, loves. Welcome back to another episode of the Black Princess Diaries podcast. Happy Sunday. How are you doing if you're listening to this on Sunday? I hope you're doing well. We are into a new month. Happy October. Are you ready for spooky season? It doesn't really matter to me, actually, because I don't really do anything for Halloween. No parties, no decorating, anything like that. So it doesn't really matter much to me. However, I am excited to hopefully be able to watch the new Hocus Pocus soon, because Hocus Pocus is a treasure. I love it. I adore it. So I am hoping to be able to watch the new Hocus Pocus and honestly, whatever, movie favorites. I'm not a scary movie person at all, but I love the Disney Halloween movies. So I'm hoping to get some good Disney Halloween movies in, because I am not a scary movie watcher in the slightest. That's not me. That's not my genre. You guys can have it. Those of you who love it, it is not for me. But hopefully you are ready for a successful October, whatever that may mean for you. And hopefully your October goes well. And, you know, it ends the way you want it. And hopefully it's starting the way you want it to start as well. But, you know, although we still have a few months left of 2022, I kind of just want to go over how the year has been for me, because it's been pretty tough. It's been pretty tough for me, to be honest. And I did not expect, of course, as many people don't expect, for their year to go tough or crazy or whatever. You may think like, yeah, things can happen because that's just life. Things are gonna happen. However, you hope at least that it doesn't get too crazy or too hectic, and the things that you have planned actually go through, or at least you get close, you know what I mean? And so I had many different goals, as many people tend to do. I had many goals. I had many plans. I have many things that I wanted to accomplish business-wise and personal-wise that, you know, I have many boxes unchecked for all of those. And part of that is because I kind of let it slip. You know, when you write your goals or you write your quote unquote resolutions and you write them down, and that's basically like the only time you ever look at them is the one time you write them down. It's kind of been like that, even though I have them on a whiteboard that's right next to my bed. It's like I kind of let them slip and I kind of let myself forget about what I want this year to be. But also on the flip side of that, it's just mentally has not been it. And I feel like it hasn't been it since the pandemic started. But I, at least this year, was trying to get myself to get back to some kind of normalcy. I had really great goals and everything, but things just kind of slipped, and mentally it wasn't it. But I still want to kind of go over everything, because I had this thought that I just want to give up. I'm over it. I just want to quit everything. I'm just going to find a regular job somewhere and just pack it up, let it go. It's over. It's done. I'm over it. And I'll tell you why I thought that later, but also why I plan to keep going for the new year. But I have my goals that I made right in front of me. I decided to pull them up on my phone because I want to read them. And they're a pretty hefty amount of goals combined for my business and also for my personal life. But also remember, as I read these, that these are for an entire year, right? It's not like they're monthly goals or they're weekly goals or anything like that. These were the goals I made for the entire year that I wanted to check off. And I didn't even have to check off everything, but you know, to get at least half of the things checked off or a majority of the things checked off, that would have been amazing. And who's to say that I can't get these things checked off, right? We have what, 2 months left technically in the year? who's to say that some of these can't easily get checked off within 2 months, you know? So you never know. But so for my blog, I had to open my shop and make sales, which I was able to check off. And again, I'm so grateful to have that checked off, to be able to have that checked off, to have people to support me and who were willing to purchase from me and who believe in me. That is something I will never, ever forget, ever. But next is to contact brands for collaboration, to show up on Instagram in my own way, to accomplish learning SEO, to interact more with other bloggers and content creators, to make it to 100 email subscribers, and to hit 1500 podcast plays, which I was able to check that one off. And thank you guys so much, because I have surpassed that and now I have a new goal of making it to 2000 podcast plays. So fingers crossed that I'm able to make that new goal. But regardless, I made my goal of 1500 podcast plays, and it's all because of you guys for tuning in, for listening. Thank you. Thank you guys so much. So on to my personal goals was to learn to budget, continue fighting, loving my body and getting healthy, to check on friends and family more, dust off books and to actually read them, create a self-care routine, learn to take breaks, which I kind of checked that off, but honestly, I probably should uncheck it because I did in the moment learn to take breaks when I checked it off, but I feel like it didn't stick. It did not stick at all. To accomplish learning ASL, which I definitely still want to do, and to create a closer relationship with God. So I have all of these goals, and you might wonder why I haven't checked some of them off. You probably heard me say them and you're like, you didn't check that off. I'm waiting for her to say she checked that off. She didn't check that off. And you know, it seems like the simplest goals would be the ones you checked off. But again, this year has been a little bit crazy. This year has been so wild for me mentally, and I've had some mentally wild years, trust and believe, but my mental health has been so crazy this year. Like, there has just been so many ups and downs and everything and things happening, especially the moments recently where I've had family members back to back, very, very close family members back to back in the hospital, and you know, they're still struggling with different things. It's been a lot. I've had some unexpected situations with friends and everything where we just kind of stopped talking, and it's just like really close friends. And so it's been a lot. This year has been a lot. You know, this was a year where I was really trying to make this business. I opened my business, which was amazing. I wanted to open this store, where I sold merchandise. And so I did. It's amazing. And you know, of course the first 2 weeks were great, but after that have not had a sale. And that was so complicated. That was so hard for me. Still very hard. You know, of course, when you first start, things aren't going to automatically just work out. I didn't even expect them to just work out. But just to continually not have a sale. And then because of my mental health, I wasn't able to put my all into everything. I stopped being consistent with blogging. There's been like 2 weeks where I stopped blogging. And you guys who listen to my podcast, you see there has been weeks where I haven't had a new podcast episode up. That was new for me because I've always struggled with consistency. But to my surprise, blogging and podcasting, I've been so consistent with since I've started. I would not let myself stop because I know if I ever let myself slack up, if I stopped, if I took too long of a break, anything of the sort, I know that I would slack off and it will be like everything else. I will just suddenly stop. And I don't want to do that. So that's why I get when people say to take a break, which is very, very true to take a break. However, I cannot let myself slack up or ease up because I know me. Letting myself do that means letting this ease up. Maybe not purposely. It's just the cycle that always happens. I personally don't get it, but it just always happens with everything. And I don't want that to happen with this. So to my surprise, you know, I've been consistent with this, but because of mental health and everything, the consistency wasn't there for some time. You know, there's been 2 weeks where I didn't have this or that. And also, I haven't been able to put my all into posting on social media, which means also I wasn't able to put my all into promoting my new shop, into making videos, into doing posts, into doing all that you should do to make sure you get your business out there and you get the people coming in, you get your customers. I couldn't do that. I'm still fighting right now. I'm still, you know, fighting. I'm trying to get back. Now this is a moment where I'm trying to jump back, but I could not. I just couldn't. And so that is what the year has basically been. And also with trying to fight to get back to some kind of normalcy during this still pandemic time, but trying to get back to normalcy, wanting to leave the house and to just do some things, if not everything that I used to do, just do some things. But that has even been a struggle. I've literally been so used to this same routine of being in the house and going from waking up and having breakfast and getting ready to straight to my little office space. Like, that is the norm that my body, the routine that I'm used to. So that's what I've been stuck with, and I haven't even really hung out with anyone. And so I'm, you know, struggling from that. And there's just so much. It seems like this whole year there's been ups, but it seems like there's been so many downs. And going back to what I said earlier, I wanted to give up because I'm struggling. Like, I can't seem to get the energy, the need, the want to create content like I need to, so I can be successful, so I can get the revenue I need to actually live and actually meet these financial goals that I need and make these huge financial purchases that I need to make and these things that I need to do. And, you know, there's just so many things missing. And so I really wanted to give up, and I'm still fighting to not give up. But I know that there is something that is going to be so great for me. There's so much success that's going to be so great for me. And no, I'm not psychic. I can't see into the future, but I just know, because I feel like what I have is a great foundation. It's a great foundation for what could be. All I need to do is, once I'm able to get past the whole mental and I'm able to really put my full self into everything again, I know there's such greatness there. And I realized I can't give up because there are so many people that believe in me. There are people who have literally put their money into me and into my business and into my brand. There are people who have literally been with me since the beginning, who I know that they would literally probably beat my behind if I just suddenly gave everything up just like that, just because I feel like everything's a fail. Like, you can feel like everything's fail, like you're a failure, but you have to realize that it's not, it's just a moment. And I know something great is coming, and I have these ideas because my mind runs 1,000 miles a minute, and I already have these different looks and these different ideas, and I'm trying so hard to figure out how to place things and what can I do with the money that I have. And I'm making these ideas, and I'm getting excited again because I don't actually want to give up, and I'm not going to, and I'm going to keep going, because in the next year, I want to be able to look at this year. And even though it's just, I mean, so much can happen in a year, but even though it's just a year apart, like, I know I'm not going to fully be where I want to be, because where I want to be will take time to get there. But I know I'm going to be further, and I'm going to have been at the next level. I know I'm going to look back and be like, wow, I'm so glad I didn't give up. Look at where I started, but look at the next level I'm at now. And so I just want to tell you guys, don't give up. Even if you feel like a failure, even if you never made a dollar from your business, even if you feel like no one's listening to your podcast, even if you feel like no one's reading your blog, if you feel like no one is liking your content or no one has interest, don't give up. Keep going. Eventually something will spark and things will go off for you. But you will never know what's to come. You'll never know how that business ends. You'll never know how that blog ends. You'll never know how that podcast ends. You'll never know if you'll will work with those brands that you want to work with. You'll never know if you give up. It's hard right now. You might have to make some changes. You might have to make a few sacrifices, but don't give up. You never know. You literally will never know. And if it ends up not working out, it might just not work out right now. Or maybe this just really wasn't for you because there's something so much better, a better, bigger passion that you didn't even know you had. You never know. So don't give up. Keep going, keep working, keep pushing, keep fighting, because at the end of the day, your failure will turn into fame, your sorrows will turn into success. So keep pushing, keep striving, because eventually you will thrive. Even if it's not in what you originally thought you were going to thrive in, it's in something else that you never even knew that you could discover, that you could do, or that you even loved, or that you even find success in. So that is all for today, loves. I hope you guys are having a happy Sunday, a great weekend, great start to your October, and I will talk to you all next time. Thanks, love, for tuning in. Be sure to give us a rating and your feedback. We love to hear your thoughts. Are you following us on social media? Check us out on Instagram at TDPDPodcast and be a part of the fun. You can also check our website in the description where you can read blog posts, check out other links, and even listen to more podcast episodes. Until next time.